Hare Krishna, everyone. I'm sure that everyone knows that you got a better microphone?
What's wrong with that mic?
Just that if you're this far, you can't hear anything, then you have to be very, very close. Jai Chandra Bhagavan Maharshi Jai. Hare Krishna. This is the last year we began to celebrate Srila Prabhupada's voyage to America, ended up being to New York. And this year we will be celebrating the 50th anniversary of the incorporation of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. It sounds like a corporation. In fact, it is. The Holy Spirit is a religious charity in the UK. In America, it's a corporation, not a for-profit, but not-for-profit, religious. And the real origin of the Krishna consciousness movement is the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, everything is extremely organized. It's not chaotic by any stretch of the imagination. And there's a structure to how everyone serves Krishna, because that's what the spiritual world is. It's the place where everyone is engaged in serving the Lord. And that service is organized in a very hierarchical fashion, generally in groups of eight, ad infinitum. And that means from cowherd men to gopis to cows to parrots and so on. So there's a structure. Because Krishna, you probably noticed in this creation, Krishna likes organization. Atoms are very organized. Planetary systems are organized. The beautiful way in which nature functions is organized. In fact, everything is organized except what men touch. And as soon as men touch something, it becomes disorganized, especially in Kali Yuga. That structure in the spiritual world in which Srimati Radharani, Madhya Yashoda, Nandamaram, and Sridham Subal play very leading roles in directing others how to serve Krishna, that's reflected in the form of this Krishna Consciousness Movement, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And the establishment of a legal institution is not a new thing. Of course, it's something that Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, did. His father's spiritual master, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, also. And quite some hundreds of years preceding that, Jiva Goswami also established what he calls the Vishva Vaishnava Rajasabha, that the universal assembly of king-like Vaishnavas with the purpose of both maintaining the integrity of the teachings that came down from Lord Brahma, through especially to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with the idea of also disseminating, fulfilling Lord Chaitanya's order, and so you can see that what Srila Prabhupada is doing is not really anything new, but rather it's simply a continuation of an eternal process that appears here in this world. When there's need for legal structures, then it takes the form of a legal structure. If that entity fulfills the mandate of the spiritual world, then it's empowered. And if it abandons that mandate, then it loses its empowerment, just like Srila Prabhupada's Spiritual Masters Institution was originally empowered with that, but then they lost their mandate because they didn't fulfill it. So same thing, our Krishna Consciousness Movement has a mandate to maintain the purity of the teachings that we receive from Srila Prabhupada, and at the same time also take responsibility for making history. History is something that everyone studied in school, and we're sort of part of history. It's not a very nice history. 70 years ago was the conclusion of one very nasty part of history, which was the Second World War, which concluded with the atom bomb being dropped twice in Japan. And in fact, generally speaking, the history of man in this age is quite a sad one. But Krishna consciousness is meant to change history. Of course, to change history, people have to act. The people who make history are history makers. Whether they're good or bad or in between, they're not ordinary people. One way or another, they're really dedicated to something. So this is a wonderful opportunity that Srila Prabhupada himself appreciated the Western world that gave him a lot of support and facility. 1977, Srila Prabhupada was in this building, upstairs in his room, and he was complaining. He was complaining about the Indian government at that time, because there had been so many allegations that the Krishna Consciousness Movement is just a branch of the CIA, that in the temple that we're building in Mumbai, there are actually either rockets there are actually radar devices to listen to what's going on somewhere. Although everything that's going on in Parliament is public anyway. And repeatedly Prabhupada encountered, he said, I'm born of this soil. He's talking about India. He said, why don't they appreciate me? Why don't they appreciate what I'm doing? So when Srila Prabhupada was here, he said, now I'm 100% determined, so I will not go back. Of course, Srila Prabhupada did go back. He went back to Vrindavan, where some months later he went back to the spiritual world. But Srila Prabhupada said, no, I'm very happy here. I will come and take darshan of Radha Gokulananda, and I will stay in my rooms. And if I leave my body here in the association of Vaishnavas, then that is like leaving the world in Vrindavan. Since Srila Prabhupada was a great pioneer, he was a revolutionary, Prabhupada made history, and he invited us also to make history, rather than just be a brick in the wall, you know, that analogy of the world that we live in, which is going in a very horrible direction, and being part of that legacy, I don't really want to use the word history, is not a very nice thing, but it's a very nice thing and a very exciting thing. That's one thing for sure. You're never bored in this Krishna consciousness movement, right, Brahman? It's never boring and extremely exciting. And it's a great privilege to be able to give people something really substantial, rather than be part of a social, economic, political, educational machinery that's meant only for one thing, and that's to exploit everybody. It's not a nice thing to be part of, but that's the reality of what we're doing involved in the outside world. We're simply taking. We're not only just taking money, which is the primary thing, but we're also robbing people of their piety, robbing them of their sanity, robbing them of their good qualities. And the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam describes how this aid robs people of everything that they have until ultimately they either commit suicide, which they're doing in vast numbers, or they just head off into the forest. I don't know where the forest is, because all forests are cut out for McDonald's boxes, takeaway boxes. But so here Srila Prabhupada gave us this opportunity to do something good. Do something good, not only just good in a very relative sense, but good in the most absolute sense. Because there are many people around who also see the defects of the world that we live in, but they have their own idea of what good is, and ultimately that good is not really so good, because it doesn't solve the real problem. Neither it solves the problems of material existence, but above that, Krishna conscious movement is not a problem-solving institution. It's meant to actually give a very positive vision. And there's nothing more positive than what you see here, Radhika Kumanda on the altar. Nothing more positive than chanting Hare Krishna. Nothing more positive than living forever. It's very negative that we're going to die. It's very positive that you never die. Mm. And that you can dance and sing and you don't have to work. And it's exciting, but you don't have the same headaches as you have here in this world. So it's a wonderful opportunity that Srila Prabhupada gave us. Let's see how we can actually participate. 50 years in one sense, 50 is a very small number. But many significant things can happen in that time. So if we can both instill the principles of Krishna consciousness in our own lives as guardians of the values that Prabhupada gave, and also take responsibility for giving it to everyone in this country. There are 60 million people in this country who haven't the faintest idea of what life is all about. And they're wasting their time, and it's a time bomb ticking away. So very soon they're going to leave this body, and when they do, unfortunately, they're going to lose this very valuable human form of life. So doing good for others, and doing good in a wonderful way that Srila Prabhupada allowed us, is a real privilege. So let's chant Hare Krishna. But before we do that, let's chant Srila Prabhupada Pranam, and then we'll continue chanting throughout tonight. It's a wonderful experience. We should have, we're planning to have a Haveli where we can fill more devotees. But ultimately, Haveli is small time. We should have stadiums for 50,000, 100,000 people where we can chant there, and even more, so that everyone chant Hare Krishna. When they chant Hare Krishna, then everything becomes very rosy. Life becomes very Wonderful. Hare Krishna.